Good morning, Rabbi. So as always, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Loshon Hara, and now Hilchos Rechilus is the Schus Refua of Yosef Dov Ben Chayle, Hishtav Refua Shleim, Bekorah, Vesorich Shol, Chayle Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim brings, the Chofetz Chaim is speaking, trying to define for us what Rechilus is, and we've said that Rechilus is when there is a consequence. Stam Loshon Hara is talking, an interesting thing that happened in Shul, doesn't have anything to do with me. You know, Reuben went up to Shimon and he slapped him across the face. The gubber didn't give Pliny an aliyah. Whatever it is, somebody done a fanumad and he made a mess of it and the people were annoyed. All these things, they don't have an effect on me. They don't have any consequences. Those are stam loshon hara. I say stam loshon hara as if it's not serious. Loshon hara is serious, whatever it is. But that's only loshon hara. If it's not true, it's Moshe Shemra. But if it has consequences, if the person I'm speaking about is my wife's brother, yeah, and I'm telling my wife over the Shabbos table what happened in Shul, and her brother was insulted, he was hit, he was whatever it was, then already there are consequences, because then she becomes upset and she wants to look after her brother, and she might get on the phone after Shabbos, etc., etc. So a couple of examples that are brought here in the Sefer, which you might not think initially are rechilus, but he's saying that when you think about it, there is rechilus here, and it shows how careful a person has to be. Example number one is that Cohen and Levi are textile merchants.
Ooh, my dad was, Levi was a textile merchant.
Right, so Cohen and Levi, did he have a partner, Cohen?
No.
Oh, well, okay, so Cohen and Levi were textile merchants, and they were doing very well together, and for some reason they fell out. They had a serious bust-up, and they had a very, very unpleasant split. And each of them went into business on his own account as a textile merchant. Now, one of their previous good customers is now a customer of Cohen. I mean, he's got to buy somewhere. So he can either buy from Cohen, or he can buy from Levi, or he can buy from somewhere else. He's now a customer of Cohen. Levi resents every customer who's gone somewhere else. Yeah, he's not happy. He's not happy that Pliny's being Matzliach. He'll say, you know, if you go and tell him, yeah, that Goldberg is now buying, yeah, if you tell Cohen that Goldberg is now a customer of Levi, he used to be a customer of our business, and now he buys from Levi only, yeah, and Cohen's going to get so upset. He's jealous of Levi that he's got the business. He starts saying to, you know, I can't understand why he would go to that crook, and my prices are better, and my square is better, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Yeah, and but the fact is that because you told Levi, I can't remember which round it was, but because you told one of the partners that the other one is now buying from his ex-partner with whom he has fallen out, yeah, that is going to create an animosity. Why is he buying from so-and-so? I'm not happy that the other guy's got Parnosa now. You know, I resent everything, every success that he has, because, you know, we hate each other. So therefore, in that situation, says the Chofetz Chaim, it would be rechilus to tell Cohen that Levi, the Goldberg is buying from Levi. Right? Because it's going to create an upset, it's going to create an animosity, it's going to create a bad feeling of one towards the other. That's one example. Gives another example here as follows. It says that there's an alter bocha who's 30 years old, or nearly 30, and he wanted to get married, it didn't work out, some shidduchim have worked out, some shidduchim haven't worked out, he never got married. And it's now getting near to his 30th birthday, and he's let it be known amongst everybody, I don't want a 30th birthday party. I don't need people coming and talking and say, what a pity he isn't married, you know, and, halavai, this would be his engagement, and I don't want the pity, I don't want the celebration, I don't need anything, no 30th birthday party, please. But he has a friend who thinks that he's saying all that out of humility, and that really he does want a 30th birthday party, or he won't mind if everybody would come along to celebrate for his 30th birthday party. So secretly, his friend arranges a secret party. And one day he walks into whatever it was. I mean, I had my wife and children prepared a 60th birthday party, and it was a surprise, and I knew nothing about it. Yeah, I walked in. The 70 I knew about. The 70 I knew about. 60th, we were walking home on Friday night from Shul down Bridge Lane. And my wife said to me that Mr. and Mrs. Somek are making a show of brachas in Eitz Chaim. Let's just go in and say Mazel Tov on the way home. So we went in to say Mazel Tov. At that time there was a halt, so we went in to say Mazel Tov to the Someks, yeah? And there was my whole family waiting for me, and there were no Someks, it was the... Okay, so people do these things. So this friend arranges the secret party, and one day this guy walks in, and he, you know, everybody, Mazel Tov, and the streamers, and the music, they have a party, and actually, he's cringing. He didn't actually want the party, and he feels like, you know, I told people I didn't want it, I actually did mean it. His friend meant well. If you ask his friend, what was your kavona, I didn't want to upset him, and I really wanted it for him. At the end of the day, if you tell him who arranged the party, says well, this is the art scroll example, that would be rechilas. Because anything that you tell to someone about what somebody did to him, which is going to create upset or animosity, is going to have the definition of rechilas, which is basically the lashon hara with the consequences attached.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Koftal Tammuz, 30th of July, Ren Arav, Rav Gedalia, Lieberman, Shlita, Karen. This week's Torah is Lishmas Moriz Martel Bas Rav Meir Rafol Alev HaSholem. The outside this Friday, Vizkus HaShuah Ma'achayalem Ma'milchamot.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, good to be back. Both good to be back and good to be back. Yeah. Just as I was walking in, somebody said to me, "No chumras, please." So when I was thinking where he was coming from, then I realised that before the shir, there's a shmiras haloshon shir. So I realised where he's coming from. That's too much. It's a lot to keep. So luckily I have a subject, a halachic subject, but which is not overly practical. At least the case that I have is not overly practical. But through the lens of the case, we'll go through and we'll discuss a little bit of an Indian, which is perhaps a little bit more practical. I'll also point out things in the past I've touched on, but it'll be from a different lens today. Somebody asked me the following question. He has every morning a cup of carrot juice, which is healthy, I suppose, and often he has it with a fruit. Yeah. With a fruit. And sometimes the fruit is hadoma. So his question is, if he makes a hadoma on the fruit, so let's say he makes hadoma on the melon, can he then make a shahakol on the carrot juice? That's the question. In other words, he's assuming that carrot juice is shahakol. And the truth is, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it's a straightforward din that may schitas yarokas, squeeze vegetables, the juice is shahakol. So that's the assumption. But the question is it a vaday shahakol? Meaning, is it a shahakol because, according to all opinions, it's shahakol, it's shahakol because it's a straightforward bracha? Or is it a shahakol because it's sofik? Which often, when the Shulchan Aruch says something is a certain bracha, but often when Shulchan Aruch says something is shahakol, for example, there's a halacha Shulchan Aruch in some rich base, ala sukkah mevorach in shahakol, sugar is shahakol, and sugar is a sofik shahakol. Many rishonim learn it's hates or adomo. Nevertheless, we make a shahakol because since the Rambam learns a shahakol, since some shittas learn a shahakol, so we make a shahakol because it's a sofik. So I'll call him a shahakol nebidvariot, as the Mishnah says, if you make a shahakol on anything, you're covered. So when we say that carrot juice is a shahakol, is it mikoyach Vadai, that it's l'choladei as a shahakol, or is it is the Shulchan Aruch only paskin in shahakol mikoyach sofik? And the question is, if you've made a hadoma first, can you still make a shahakol? If it's a straightforward shahakol, then obviously you can. And if it's not a straightforward shahakol, if it's a machloikus, if we're making a shahakol because some opinions hold the shahakol, so that's fine. But if you've eaten a hadoma, so the carrot juice may also be hadoma and may be covered, and you wouldn't be able to just go and make a shahakol because it would be a chshash brach levatoda. It'll be a chash for an unnecessary bracha. Yeah, Shail is clear, yeah? So I told him, I've learned the sugi a couple of times, maybe five times, and every time I come with another conclusion. So you want to hear my latest? I can tell you my latest. Anyway, so I'm not going to be able to go through, I'd love to go through all five, all the different ways to conclude the sugi, you know, but I'm not going to be able to go through it all because we have a clock, but I'll try and share a little bit. I mean, the Pashtus, start with, is a Gemara in Ketzav Baruch Hu, that says, I'll Dvash Tomorim, Vama Marbar Ravashi, Tvorim, Varachum Shakel. On the Dvash, on the honey that comes out of the Tvorim of dates, you make a Shakel. And the Gemara says this is based on the opinion of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says that all fruit juice, kol me peiris. He says, he gives three examples. And then he says, and all fruit juice, kol me peiris, if it's truma, and you squeeze it, so the juice does not have the din of truma. If it's a fruit, which is truma, and you squeeze it, the juice does not have the din of truma. And therefore, evidently he holds that the juice doesn't have the din of the fruit. It's not considered the fruit. And therefore, you're not chayiv in kerem v'chaymish. And more practice, and therefore, charcoal. So seemingly it's a straightforward Gemara that fruit juice is shahakal. And perhaps one would guess that the same is true about vegetable juice. And Mamela, it's a straightforward shahakal. The problem becomes, it's another Gemara. This Indian is well known, and like I say, I've touched on it once, but from a different angle. There's another Gemara that says, Omra Papa, what's the Gemara? May the silka kasilka, the water that you cook selik in, the water that you cook beetroots in, you make adom on that water. May the lifter, the water you cook other vegetables, turnips in, you make adom on that water. And may the kula shalki kula shalki, the water of any cooked vegetable, like a vegetable soup, you make adom on the water. That's the Gemara when you it's a straightforward. There's no question that vegetable soup is hadoma. The question is just when, which vegetable soup, and that gets complicated. That's why many people make a shakel, just because it's difficult to navigate which vegetable soup. There's certainly certain cases where the correct brocha on a vegetable soup is going to be hadoma.
You see the vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go there now, just because of the but automatically because of what we go through a little bit. Yeah, but bottom line is the Gemara says that in some circumstances the soup, the water of the vegetables, just when you're eating just once. When you're having one spoon just of the soup, it's clear that that's what the Gemara was talking about. One spoon just of the water, the liquid, you make adoma. So the question is, how can it be that the fruit juice, the one that the says fruit juice is shahakel, and vegetable soup is adoma? Tosis asked the question. In fact, the way Tosis demonstrates the question is, he says, the vegetable soup, it only has the taste, meaning the juice, and a lot of water, umaya. And there's a lot of water. Nevertheless, it's adoma. So it's strange. So Tosis answers, these are two words, yesh l'chalik. You can find the chilik between the two cases. He doesn't tell us what it is. But there's a difference. Now, in the Rishonim, there's many different ways to be mechalik. There's, let's say, five different approaches in the Rishonim, how to be mechalik, how to divide, how to distinguish between the differentiate between these two Gemaras. I'll start with sharing the Rosh. The Rosh in Psokim, Piskei Rosh, says, something that needs to be understood, but he says that fruit juice doesn't have the taste of the fruit. That's what he says. It sounds strange because orange juice tastes very similar to orange. I think the pshat is that the way he understands that fruit juice, orange juice, has an identical taste to the orange, but it's not considered the taste of the orange in the juice. It's considered the taste of the juice, which is identical to the taste of the orange because the taste of the orange comes from the juice. But bottom line is, we don't look at it like the taste of the orange has gone into the juice. We look at it like the juice has its own taste, which happens to be identical to the taste of the orange. And therefore, again, I want to cover quite a bit, and therefore I'm not going to be able to be myrich too long on each one of the svaris. But bottom line is, the Rosh says that fruit juice does not have the time of pre. Whereas when you cook the pre itself, you cook the vegetable itself, so then it has the taste of the fruit itself. It's not just the juice coming out, it's the taste of the flesh of the fruit going into the water. And that's why, if it's a vegetable, it's hadoma. And that's why, according to the Rosh, if you cook a fruit, the water would be hates. Yeah, shitza rash. Then you have the shit of the Rashba that says, Ledomi l'mayi d'shilka, that fruit juice is not the same as cooked as vegetable soup. Because the fruit loyas darcha lemishle kevelo lemischate. It's not normal to cook fruit or to squeeze fruit. If it was normal, whereas the vegetables, it's normal to cook them. So it all depends what's normal. It's normal to cook the vegetables, and since when you cook, you need to use water. There's no way to cook without water. So therefore, it's normal to have vegetable soup. The normal way of preparing a vegetable is to get some vegetable soup. So therefore, the vegetable soup is hadoma. Whereas fruits, at least in the times of the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Poskim, it wasn't normal to juice fruits, and therefore less darkei lemischatei, and therefore, you make a shahakal. That's the approach of the Rosh. Of the Rashba, thank you. And then you have the approach of the Mordechai. It was mentioned Rabbi Yehuda. But the difference is between a food and a drink. When it's a food, he says the soup is a food. Understanding is you eat the soup. He says, I mean, the way some places understand it, you eat the soup usually together with a vegetable or together with bread. They put croutons in the soup, so you're eating. So it's a food. And a food retains its bracha. Whereas the fruit juice is a drink. And when it's a drink, it is shaka. That's the approach of the Mordechai. Now, finally, what we'll do now is the Loshon HaRambam, because it's going to become important. The Rambam says as follows. That mei shlokas, when you cook vegetables, you make adomo. He says, shlokas shedarkon l'sholkon mei shalak shalehen k'moison. Vegetables that the normal way is to cook them, so then the water is like the vegetable. And then he says, that's only if your intention when you cook them is also to have the water. And when it's normal, when it's derech, to cook it in order to have the water. That's what the Rambam says. The simple understanding of the Rambam is most similar to the... Anyone? To the Rashba. That's a derech. That's the only indication he really gives, is shlokas, when it's derech, he says, when it's normal, so then it's adomos. Then understand, the implication would be that the reason fruit juice is different is because it's shakal, and I'm going to get back to Shitzah Rambam. But before that, in Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? So in Siman Reish Beis, he discusses a case of water that comes from fruit. You cook fruit. So you take apples and cook them in water, let's say you'd want to make some applesauce, so you cook some apples, and then you're left with water. So maybe your wife is making applesauce, you come home, and you put, you see, your wife doesn't need, she's going to drain the water. But you think, you're thirsty? You're going to drink the water from the that you cook the apples in. Yeah? So what bracha should that water be? Yeah? So this case is discussed in some Reish Beis, Sifyut. May Spishul or Shriya Saperus. So the Shulchan Aruch goes through that light, cooked fruit, and there's water. Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Rosh, the bracha on that water would be Ha'etz. Yeah, thank you. Because the Rosh says, when you cook, the taste goes into the water. So according to the Rosh, it would be Ha'etz. And according to the Rashba, since it's not normal to necessarily cook fruit, even if it's normal, but it's not the derech of fruit to cook them, rather they're eaten be'en, they're eaten fresh. So the water would be shakal. So says the Mechaber, all right, that bracha Rishoina, it's a suffix, straightforward, to make a shakal. Bracha Chroina, in my case, is also straightforward, to make a Berna Foshas. He says, but what if it wasn't, apples, but it was Mei Shrias Tainim? You're soaking figs in water, and the water's received the taste of the figs. So then the bracha Rishoina make a shakal. What are you going to do with the bracha Chroina? According to the Rashba, the bracha Chroina is going to be Berna Foshas. Because it's a shakal, so it's Berna Foshas. According to the Rosh, where it's Ha'etz, and it's considered that you're eating the taste of the fig, and therefore you make Ha'etz, the bracha Chroina is going to be a ala Ha'etz opri Ha'etz. So you have a sofik, says the Mechaber, he says already many Yosef, the Chedir Shemayim shouldn't have this juice unless either B'teich HaSuda, or take a food which is Berna Foshas, another food which is Berna Foshas, and another food which is Al Eitz, Al Priya Eitz, and you cover it with certainty. Why but, why can't you say Berna Priya Eitz? Because
you said
Al Eitz, Al Priya Eitz on a different food. Don't say on this Al Eitz, Al Priya Eitz, because it's a sofik.
You said if you cook the in the water.
It's machloikas. Machloikas what the bracha is.
You
say shahakal because you're not sure. No, because you're not sure. You say shahakal because you're not sure. No, according to the Rosh, you say Bereits. According to the Rashba, you say shahakal. But a Maisa, you say shahakal. Yeah? So that's the din in Shulchan Aruch. So Mela, after learning that, back to my original question, the story with the carrot juice. Yeah? So seemingly, the carrot juice is also going to be toloi b'machloikas. Because, well, yeah, according to the Rosh, it's obvious that carrot juice is going to be, according to the Rosh, it's squeezed. The carrot juice is squeezed. It's all counterintuitive. Yeah. Squeezing is worse, according to Rosh, because it doesn't have the taste. It's a new entity, so it's going to be Isha Hakel. According to Rosh, it's going to be Isha Hakel. Now, according to the Rashba,
the carrot is there with the orange. The pip is not in the juice. How carrots in the juice?
So they do discuss, there is a case you can crush it. If you put the carrot in a smoothie maker, then you're crushing it, so then you're right. That would be different. That's another the case. It's called Trima in the Gemara, and there the carrot is there, and there, according to most shittas, it would remain ha'adoma. Even though lemaisa, we wouldn't make ha'adoma probably, because we choshesh for shittas rechoikas, that it might be shakel, but that's different. But the poskim seem to understand, I don't know if carrot's the right example, that even by Rokus, most, the Taz Tain is you tain them more or less. That the vegetables, the vegetable is there, it's different than the juice. It's not like the orange where it's like, but nevertheless, the way we understand the halacha is both in fruit and vegetables, the juice is part of it as long as it's there. Once you squeeze it very tight and the juice comes out, we look at the juice as a separate entity. That's a simple understanding. But truma, it would become oistruma. Yeah, because so therefore, according to the Rosh, it's juice, and juice does not have a taste, assuming that my carrot juice is a good example, and therefore it's shahakoil. Whereas, according to the Rashba, you might tell me, according to the Rashba, all depends on derech. You say, well, carrot juice is not so derech. The Rosh and the Rashba is derech roiv ha'olam. I don't think, if I make a survey over here, if most people over here drink carrot juice, probably the answer, in principle, yeah, nothing against the carrots or carrot juice, but I don't know if just practically, I mean, it's not the most common, you go to Kosh Kingdom, you don't have shelves of carrot juice. It's not so common, so I don't know if it counts as derech. However, I still thought, let's say I've gone through it, that according to the Rashba, it would be a hadom. Why? Because, the truth is, the Rashba says this clearly. The Rashba says, all depends, is it the derech or is it not the derech? But what's the din, if it's derech to cook it, what's the din if you squeeze it? So, the Rashba says clearly, that which we say, that the fruit juice, the shahakol, is only because it's not derech lemischete or lemishlake. It's not derech to cook or squeeze the fruit juice. But fruit, this is the Lashon Rashba, fruit, which is derech lemishlake, which is normal to cook them, so then it's normal to take the juice out. So the juice is going to be ha'adoma. So even when you squeeze them, it's also going to be ha'adoma. It's before that in the Rashba. So if so, according to the Rashba, seemingly, this juice is going to be ha'adoma. Yeah?
The difference between bramley apples and say red, sweet apples.
Right, whether
you can't eat raw.
Mm-hmm.
Granny Smith.
That's true. Yeah. So that's going to be another question of how will we decide each kind of apples in their own category, which I think makes more sense because. But it's another element of the sugya. Do we look at each kind of oranges in their own category? You know, I'll tell you when it comes to oranges. Yeah, if you make, I mean, just what's seemingly more straightforward, even though again I might want to flip it. We'll see the time. Many malachim write this. Many svarim today write the following scenario that if you made a eitz on an orange. And then you want to have a cup of Tripakana, so you shouldn't make a shahakal, because according to the Rosh, it's shahakal, squeezed. But according to Rashba, it's derech, because today the oranges are planted with the intention to squeeze them, and therefore it's going to be eight. And then therefore, according to Rashba, it's derech, so it's going to be eight. So after eating an orange, you can't make a shahakal on the orange juice, because it might be eight. Now, what you're pointing out is, maybe it makes a difference. If you buy the Tropicana, then that might be your eight, because those oranges are definitely planted with the intention of squeezing them. When you go buy oranges from Tesco and squeeze them at home, there's a tzad to say that those oranges are lesser eights, because those oranges weren't planted with a primary intention to squeeze them, because if they're sold in Tesco, they're probably planted with a primary intention to sell them as oranges. So you're pointing out that you might have to go to each category and subdivide it, but which is the correct swara, but we can't go through everything. Back to the... So seemingly, when you learn the Rishonim, it comes out that the carrot juice is a sofik. And therefore, after making Adoma, you shouldn't make a shahakol on the carrot juice. The problem is... So that's why I said, you know, one time you learn the sugya, you know what? I've learned the Rishonim, it comes out as a sofik. Don't make a Adoma on a vegetable and then a shahakol on your carrot juice. The thing is, in Shulchan Aruch, and similar in Reish Beis discusses the dinim of Berachos HaPeiros, ha'etz food. In Reish Hei, it discusses the dinim of Yerokos. In Reish Hei, there's a straightforward din, that al-mei, tzchitas Yerokos, when you squeeze vegetables, you make a shahakol. A very strong Loshen. You only make a Shahakel, and it's very difficult in the signon of the Shulchan Aruch to say that he means Mikoyach Sofik. It very much looks like that he's saying Mikoyach Vadai. It's not like Alasukah Mavorach and Shahakel, which is telling you in the Maisa. The Bracha is a Shahakel on the carrot juice. That's what it seems to say in Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, what's happening over here? According in Reish Beis, he had a Sofik. Do we pass him like the Rosh? Do we pass him like the Rashba? And even in Lemaisa to act like it's a Sofik. Right? Make a Shahakel. But Mikoyach Sofik. Here in Reish Hei, when it comes to the carrot juice, he seems to have a straightforward Shahakel. So the truth is the Prima Godim asks that this question, and he remains with a Tzorich Iyun. And I want to try and suggest an answer that I hope I'll be able to give over with clarity in the next 10 minutes. That suggest an answer why the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the vegetable juice is a straightforward charcoal. And if it is a straightforward charcoal, so then back to my story, it's okay for the fellow to make a hadoma on his melon and then to make a shahakel on his carrot juice. Like it, the implication of Shulchan Aruch is, but we have to try and understand it. So the mindset is this. I mentioned already the Rambam says that if you have a vegetable which is derech, which is normal to make vegetable juice, soup, darkele mishlkei, it's normal to cook it, so the bracha on the water is vadoma. And the simple understanding of the Rambam is, he's saying like the Rashba. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and he says, kedarkoi, that this is taken from the Gemara, Papa says, maya du kulushalki, kulushalki, the water of cooked vegetables are hadoma. And if you're going to say, why is fruit juice shahakol? So he says, the Rosh writes, so the Kesef Mishnah writes, the Rosh writes, because fruit juice does not have the taste of the fruit. Whereas vegetable soup has the taste of the vegetables. So the question is, why is the Kesef Mishnah brought for me the Rosh? The Rashba, the Rambam seemed to imply more like the Rashba. So I mean, when I saw this Kesef Mishnah, I right away jumped up to get a Frankel Rambam, because at the back of the Frankel Rambam you have Mafteach, that you have an index that goes through all the Mephoroshim that discuss every line of Rambam, and usually on every single line of Rambam, it's not an exaggeration, on every line you have a long list of tens of achronim that discuss the obvious kashas. So I was sure that over here this is crazy. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Rosh to explain the Rambam when they seem to be. So I jump up and I look. The kashas there with one Maramakim, Rosh Yosef. Rosh Yosef is the Prima Godim, it's a safe on Gemara. So I run to, as by library, run to get the Rosh Yosef, open it up, have a look, and he says, I don't understand why the Kesef Mishnah brings the Rosh in order to support to explain the Rambam. These are two very distant approaches. The Rambam is going with the approach of Derech, and the Rosh is going with the approach of taste, whether it has taste or not. So it remains with the Tzorich Iyun. Okay. So, that means you have to start working, right? When you're stuck with the kasha, so then, yeah. So I thought of the following teretz, that essentially this, the teretz is based on the Lashonis of the Shulchan Aruch Rav when he brings the halacha, and essentially comes as this, that by Mei Shlokas, there's two questions. When we talk about vegetable soup, that it's hadomo, there's two chidushim over here. This is already in the Tosfos, you can see there's two issues. There's two questions. Why is it hadomo? One issue, why is it hadomo, is that seemingly the taste that comes out shouldn't be hadoma. Just like juice is not hadoma, or not hate, so the taste that goes into the vegetable soup shouldn't be hadoma, because it's just the juice coming out. Huh? That's the terutzim, that's some of the terutzim. But in the kasha, in the stage of the kasha, if juice that comes out doesn't have the brocha, so then the taste that comes out shouldn't have the brocha. Question number one. Question number two is that there's water over here, there's a lot of water over here. And therefore, maybe the water should be the ikkar. The basic rules of ikkar and toffel are when two things are totally combined and the taste comes from the combination. So then you follow the rive. So
made with water?
Huh?
The soups we're talking about.
Yeah, with water, definitely so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Russian
Not pure juice.
Not pure juice. No, no, a lot of water. So seemingly, the water's the ikkar. The water's the ikkar. Then the Taz asked the question. He says, well, there's no taste, because there's no taste. It always comes to toffel. But the question's a question. So, seemingly you should follow Reif. So it could be that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out this question, that even if you say that the juice is derech, and therefore the juice is ho'et, or is ho'adomo, you still have to deal with the water. In order to answer that question, you need another element. You need another element. That somehow, when you make the vegetable soup, that is the tzir of the vegetable. That's the way you eat this vegetable. Just a second, like my sugar, the Torah writes, although the Rama writes sugar shakel, and I'm going to discuss in a moment, a lot of things I want to discuss in the next 5 minutes. The Torah writes sugar shakel, the Rama writes sugar shakel, the Torah says, what do you mean? Why sugar shakel? It's an eight. This is the tzir of the fruit. This is the way sugar looks. Even though it's gone through a long process to get from the sugar canes to the sugar granules. But that zel period, that's the way the fruit looks. So similarly, when it comes to vegetable soup, in order to say one way to explain why the soup is adoma, because this is the tzir of the fruit. So it could be when the Rambam is saying that the vegetable soup has to be derech. He's not explaining why the taste that comes out is ha'adoma. He's explaining why the whole soup is considered ha'adoma. Why the water is not the ikur. Because if it's derech, Rambam always doesn't say which questions he's answering. So it could be the Rambam says, Yerachash ha'darek on l'sholkom, what he's looking for with this derech is to explain why is the water not the ikur. Why is the water, why don't I say it's primarily a soup? Because the derech is to cook the vegetable, and therefore this becomes a normal way to eat the vegetable. And therefore that's why it's ha'adoma. The point is, if that's what the Rambam's saying, so then he's not addressing the question of the taste that comes out, is it ha'adoma or is it shakel? That could be addressed differently. So comes the Kesef Mishnah and says, I know what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that it is like the Rosh. Where did he get that from? So there's another, the next halacha of the Rambam, it's all Perek Ches, it's halacha Dalet, Perek Ches, halacha Hei. He says, on Ches of sugar, he says, you take the sugar canes and you squeeze the sugar canes, you take out the juice and you cook it and you turn it into granules. Most goyim say it's adoma, and some say mitzvos goyim b'priyat. Some say it's eight. And yoyimer, and I say that lo yehei dvash ela konim shenishtan al deor godol midvash tomorrow shelo nishtan al deor. It doesn't make sense that the sugar, which comes from the which has been changed through fire, should be more ha'eit than fruit juice that hasn't been changed through fire, that hasn't been cooked. So basically, what the Rambam said is the reason why sugar is shakel. The Rambam says sugar shakel. The reason why sugar shakel is because it's no worse than fruit juice. That's what the Rambam says. Now the Poskim all ask. The Torah asks, what do you mean? What do you mean? Fruit juice. This is not the derech. And sugar, this is zel period in the Lashon HaTorah. This is the derech. How can you say it's no worse than fruit juice? It's much worse than fruit. How can you say it can't be better, I'm sorry, than fruit juice? How can you say a fruit juice is shakel, sugar is also? The Torah asks that fruit juice is not the derech, and that's why it's shakel. Where sugar is the derech. No, but what's the Rambam answer, obviously? That it's the same as fruit juice. That's what he said. So clearly the Rambam learns that the word of fruit juice is not the derech. The vort of fruit juice is because, like the Rosh, that juice has lost the tam apri. The bottom line is, well, I just want to be misakam, I know I haven't had time to explain it properly, but what I'm misakam is, what comes out is, that the Rambam paskins like the Rashba, when it comes to a question of cooking vegetables, cooking fruit. There the Hezbah he says the same as the Rashba. When it comes to the question, why juice is shahakol, so there he paskins. There, Luchura, what the Kesef Mishnah says clearly, the Hezbollah we can hear from, we can talk from today till tomorrow, the Kesef Mishnah, the same author of Shulchan Aruch, says clearly that the Rambam goes together with the Rosh. If so, it works beautifully, because we know there's a klal in Shulchan Aruch that, as the Beis Yosef Rai explains in his Hagdama, that he can't to be machriya on each sugya. So instead, he's going to go with the Shloshim with the Ra, he takes the Rif Rosh and Rambam, and when there's two of the three, he goes with two of the three, and that's how he paskens. Only when there's a machloikus between one and one, or one and one, there he has to be machriya d'alocha. That's what he writes clearly in his Hagdama, and that's what he does. And it's like that case after case after case. The Dak Ramah writes, I found two cases where he didn't follow your rule. All right, so two cases in Shulchan Aruch, but generally he follows his rule. So Israel comes out of this. When it comes to the shaila of cooking fruit in water, over there he paskins that it's a sofik. Why? Because you have the Rashba against the Rosh. Because on that detail, the Rambam sides with the Rashba. And that's clear. So therefore, it has to be derech. And therefore, it comes out Machloikas, Rambam and Rosh. So Meili has a sofik. So Meili passes to make a shakel, and it's mikoyach sofik. But when it comes to the detail of when you squeeze the fruit, over there, that detail, he goes, the Rambam goes, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to Mechaber, the Rambam goes to the shit of the Rosh. That, the reason why squeezed fruit is not a, doesn't have its bracha, because it doesn't have a taste. If so, the Rambam agrees to the Rosh, and the Mechaber passes straightforward. So that when it comes to schizis yorokas, it's straightforward. So therefore, I said, well, at this time I've learned it, it comes out that the carriage is a straightforward shahakvel, like the simple halach of the Shulchan Aruch, and you don't have to worry, perhaps, for the shitta that is adama, even though elsewhere you pass it like that, because that was because in that detail, which was a different half of this shayla, the Rambam on that detail sided with the Rashba. But in this detail, the Rambam sides with the Rosh, so you have a Rambam and a Rosh, and it's a straightforward thing. So like a point, okay.
Why isn't coffee hard on it? It's grown to me.
I want to give a shiur which was a parallel to this shiur, let's say, where we discussed tea, the broth on tea, and that the coffee more or less goes together with tea. But the point is, it's a very good question, and according to many achronim, according to many rishonim, some achronim hold that many rishonim hold that coffee would be a sophic, shakel, sophic eight, or whatever it is, and some people would consider coffee a sophic. But the maisa, another shiur we can make coffee also a straightforward shakel. That's a.
So, yeah.